Jesus' mighty name. But today we're going to talk about how to build wealth using biblical principles. How to build wealth using biblical principles. We spoke about your foundation. We spoke about the knowledge. We spoke about how your foundation impacts your finances. And we gave so many different reasons. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Today we are looking at how to build wealth using biblical principles. Basically, how to build wealth using the Bible. Glory be to God. Our God is worthy to be praised. It is not good to be broke. Oh, my God. It is not wholesome to be broke and poor and not have no money. And you struggle in life. And then you call yourself a Christian. Jesus, have mercy. For Jesus did it all. While some people are broke and they are Christians, there must be a reason. Hallelujah. Amen. Why is it that you're a Christian and you don't have enough money and the heathen has more money than you? We are going to use biblical principles to know how to get the money back in the name of Jesus. Somebody here say amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. Awesome is his name. Amen. Yes. When you are poor, it's a shame to be poor. It is not the will of God that you are broke. Let me say it again. It is not the will of God that you don't have no money. And God is not using poverty to teach you a lesson. This is all nonsense in Christendom. Some churches you need to be shut down because the pastor himself is sick. The elders are sick. And the church members are sick. And they all believe in poverty, thinking that when you are poor, you go to heaven. You are not going to heaven. When you are poor, you will not go to heaven. It's when you have a happy life, then you can also be happy and help somebody. But when you are poor, you are sad. And when you are sad, you don't see your way ahead. And when you can't see your way ahead, it does not bring glory to God. The Bible says the devil came to steal. The Bible says the devil came to kill. The Bible says the devil came to kill, to steal, to kill. And to do what? Who can tell me the last point? Glory be to God. The Bible says the devil came. The Bible says the devil came, glory be to God, to steal, to kill. Came to steal, to kill. And to do what? Who can tell me the last line? And to destroy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. Our God is worthy to be glorified. Our God is worthy to be able to restore us. So today we're going to look at the Bible as the ultimate instrument to guide us to make money. Glory be to God. You see, when you are a Christian and you have enough money, you'll be able to be a blessing to somebody. You'll be able to be a blessing to your neighbor. You'll be able to be a blessing to the local charity organization down the road. So you're not being rich for the sake of being rich. You're being rich so that you can also help somebody. You become a door opener for someone. You become a door opener for somebody. There's always a need for money to take care and to bless and to support and to encourage someone. There's somebody in your neighbor who hasn't eaten at all today. Do you know that? And if you have spare, you can share with him. So you see why I say it is a shame to be poor. It's a shame to be broke. It's a shame to be call yourself a Christian, Christ-like person, and not have no money. You must change your thinking and change your mindset. And we spoke about mindset. So today, let us roll into the biblical principles of how to make money. Glory be to God. Step number one, don't forget to share. How many I need you to share today so I can pray for you? How many? My friend is on. I need you to share so I can pray for you today. Yes, rule number one, seek God's guidance. 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 Oh, man. Seek God's guidance. Glory be to God. Seek God's guidance. Seek God's guidance. And the Bible says, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. You see that? When you need to make money, trust in the Lord. Father, how do I get money? What must I do? Who should I connect with? Where should I go? These are questions that you can ask God. And as you ask God, God is going to guide you. God is going to direct you. God is going to move you by His presence, by His power, by His might, in the name of Jesus. Someone say amen. Our God is worthy to be praised. We bless Him and we give Him all the glory. Now, Father, I lift everybody here today in your mighty hands, and I'm thanking you, Father, that you are God who is worthy to be praised. Show us the way we must go. Lead us by your Spirit. Let your anointing flow on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Father, anyone that is here that is broke, that has no money, and that is struggling financially, I place him under the blood of Jesus. We break every works of darkness surrounding his life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. And the person that is here today and that is not able to go forth financially, we curse the root of financial poverty spirit around his or her life, and we release the authority of Christ over him in Jesus' mighty name. I need 3 people to say amen. If you want financial blessing, then say amen right now, right now, right now. Let's see those that are going to say amen. Father God, those that are saying amen, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Father, they have heard the word and they are acting on saying amen. So as they are saying amen, Lord, remember them and pour your glory upon them in the name of Jesus. Biblical principle number 2, stewardship, 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 stewardship. You have to be a good steward of God's glory. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14, but who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hands. This is David, as David was praying and thanking God for being a steward of God's trusted resources. When you become a good steward of God's trusted resources, then God's goodness flows through you, and God is more than able to bring a change in your life in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You must be a good steward of God's money. If I trust you with $2, you must be able to take good care of it. You don't waste it. You don't overspend and then throw the money everywhere because you did not earn it. My character is this. If I come to you and you are buying anything for me, I am very considerate about wasting your money or overuse your money. I like to make sure that what you're giving me is what I'm taking in the name of Jesus. Our God is worthy to be praised. Be a good steward of the money God has given you. If you have $10, don't waste all of them on chicken wings and garlic bread. Leave some behind for tomorrow, because you're not dying today. You're going to live tomorrow. What are you going to do when tomorrow comes? Oh, Father, we give you praise. Yes, biblical principle number 3, live within your means. Biblical number 3, live within your means. Don't overspend. Opal, don't overspend. Don't not overspend. Live within your means. Glory be to God. Yes, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. God says, live within your means. Do not overspend. Say to God, Father, I'm trusting in you. You will guide me. You will not forsake me. You see, God will not forsake you, but you must do what He is telling you to do. And that is the only way you're going to succeed. Father God, I place everybody here today in the name of Jesus. And as a father, you have promised in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. So I'm asking the Holy Spirit of God, your glory will flow, your anointing will flow over each person that is gathered here today. And you will let your anointing move by your power and let your glory go by your anointing. I release myself in your hands. And I'm trusting in you, God, that those that are here today, you will touch their life. Those that are here today, you will touch their life. Those that are here today, you will touch their life. You will release your hands over their life and you move by your Spirit on their behalf. Somebody say amen in the name of Jesus. Let's go to biblical principle number 4. Glory be to God. Yes, give generously, give generously, give generously. Pay your tithe. If you want to have make money, you got to give money also. This is the thing. If you want to catch a fish, you cannot put a laptop in the hook of the on the hook and throw into the sea. The fish will never bite the laptop. The fish will only bite a worm, meat. So if you want meat, you must give meat. See that? If you want to catch a fish, you cannot go and put ice cream at the tip of the hook and think the fish will eat. Fishes don't eat ice cream, they eat meat. So if you want money, you must sacrifice some money also. Pay your tithe. Help the local charity. Help the local charity. Help the poor society of Canada or your country. Find 2-3 people in your neighborhood and give them some. Share. When you cook the food, don't hide all of it. Be able to give some to others. God is watching you. Give generously, and as you do that, God is going to bless you. Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. I read, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Give with joy. Give with happiness. Give with excitement. God loves cheerful givers. And as you give like that, God also will remember you. And generously, he will give it to you. You see what I mean? Generously, he will give it to you. Generously, he will give it to you. Glory be to God. Somebody say amen. Father God, I lift everybody here today who is giving generously. Lord, I bless him or her. Anybody here today that remember to give generously, I'm lifting him up, oh God, into your hands. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, pour your anointing and favor over his life and let your anointing move over his life, oh God. Let your glory go with him and direct your hands. Even as they're giving generously, Lord, I release their need. Everyone here who has given generously, Father, this week and last week and the following week, Father, I'm asking you, Father God, open the door, bless their life, bless their finances, bless their health, bless their job, bless their career, bless their ministry, bless their finances, bless their family in the name of Jesus. The one that is here that has no husband, I pray for a healthy, wholesome husband to show up in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. A healthy husband to come up. Somebody say amen. I pray for a healthy husband in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. I pray for a healthy husband, a healthy husband, a healthy wife, a healthy husband, a healthy wife in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray your mighty hands will be over this person's life in the name of Jesus. Let us go to biblical principle number 5. Work diligently, work diligently. Don't be lazy. Don't fold your hands. Don't keep praying, thinking manna will come from heaven. No, work diligently. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you can receive all inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. You are serving God. Your boss is not your boss. You are serving God through your boss. So when you are working, work diligently. When you are working for yourself, work diligently. Don't sit down and say, well, guess what? No, Charles is abusing me. No. Charles is not abusing you. You are giving for God. You are giving for God. Your time, your energy, God is going to bless you and God is going to change your life. Let us pray right now. Father, I pray, Lord, that your blessings will be upon everyone here today in the name of Jesus. And even as they seek you, oh God, as they desire to work in their workplaces and wherever they are working for somebody, their business. Father, I'm asking you for your supernatural wisdom and blessings for this person in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you will cause him or her to prosper in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless your name and we give you praise. We bless your name and we give you praise. We bless your name and we give you praise. That anyone that is gathered here today, they will see your glory, see your power, see your might and authority in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lift up your countenance and your mercy over everyone that is here today, the one that need money, the one that needs supernatural financial blessing, that need money, Father, I lift him up in your hands. And I'm asking you for supernatural financial blessing to come upon him. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. If you need money today and the next week, as we're going to the month of March, we are in the third month. You want to see a supernatural financial blessing coming your way. Father, I pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, deep insight to know how to make money in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, let us go to spiritual principle number 6. Seek wise counsel. Let me say it again. Seek wise counsel. God will always send you advisors, mentors, by book, by Bible, by your local leadership, by your family member that are wise. Seek wise counsel. There are counselors, the Bible, your pastor, a book you bought on a shelf. Don't sit down there. Let us look at Proverbs 15:22. Plan fails for lack of counsel. Did you hear that? Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Do not plan things alone. Find faithful, loyal, committed, genuine people that love you, that wish you well, and share ideas with. Hey, how do I succeed? What am I doing wrong? Why is things not working properly for me? Can you look into it? Pray with me. Share with me. Come together with me and help me. Father God, I praise your name for this person who is seeking wise counsel today in the name of Jesus. And we are going to principle number 7. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, biblical principle number 7. Prioritize eternal wealth. Prioritize eternal wealth in the name of Jesus. The heaven and the earth belong to God. Get your priorities right. Do not just get up and do things anyhow. Oh, let me repeat this for you. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and what? Venom destroys, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and venom do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. And for where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. Connect with God in the spirit. Be faithful to God. Read the Bible. Oh my God. Read the Bible. Don't just go around every morning you wake up in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and you're gone. No, you will not financially succeed. Spend some time in the Bible. Read the Bible. God will talk to you. God will talk to you. God will show you the way you must go. That job that you are hating, that job that they are abusing you, that job that you are not happy in, as you seek the face of God, God will come through for you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bless your name. Father God, I bless your name. We welcome Love Fest Bakeries in the name of Jesus. If you're looking for cheesecake, there's a Love Fest Bakery lady is on. She will bake you a nice cheesecake. Glory be to God. Do some business. I'm a business prophet. If you want business ideas, spiritual insight into know how to move, connect with me in the name of Jesus and let us go. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, business principle number 8. Oh, we bless the Lord. Biblical principle number 8, diversify income streams. Diversify income streams. Don't do one job only whilst you are working in that job. Find a way and ask God, Father, give me alternative way of making extra income that can come into my abode and allow me. So diversify income stream. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 2. Invest in 7 ventures. Yes, in 8. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. You don't know whether you're going to lose your job. You don't know. The Bible says diversify in 7 streams of income. Diversify in 7 streams of income. Do not sit and fold your hands and think that only one income, that job. What happens if you get laid off? What happens if that source of income stops? What happens if nobody is buying the goods from you? You see, make sure you understand this very well. Many Christians are one-sided. Oh, the Lord has blessed me in this job. What happens if they fire you? Or the company go down? What happens if the economy shut down? What are you going to do? Diversify, 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 diversify. Let me pray for somebody. Father God, I leave this person in your hands. In the name of Jesus, and I'm asking you, Holy Spirit of God, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. As this person wants to do a business, Father, give him or her the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to be able to do their business successfully and victoriously in the name of Jesus. Let us go to business principle. Business principle number 9. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We give you praise. Avoid unethical practices. Avoid unethical practices. You can't keep cheating, lying, robbing people, and then think you will be financially blessed. No, you will not be financially blessed. Money does not like thieves. Thief behavior is no good. No good. As a Christian, when you thief money, God saw you. When you cheat in your financial dealings, God is watching you. He will not bless the work of your hands. So we're going to pray for forgiveness in a minute. Father, the Bible says, the Lord detests dishonest scale, but what accurate weight finds favor with him. Accurate weight. You see that? Accurate weight. Find favor with the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord go with you. Wherever you are right now, I release you into your divine financial blessing in the name of Jesus. And the last biblical principle is understand God's ownership. Understand God's ownership. Understand God's ownership. Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20 says, for the earth is the Lord and everything in it. Who must you partner with God? Who must you connect with God? Who must you line up with God? Who must you think with God? God is the only source to which money comes. Money comes alone from God. Therefore, connect with God. Partner with God. Be his friend. Stretch yourself. Father, I thank you. We're going to spend the next 1 minute or more to pray. So may the Lord bless you. Father, I lift everybody that showed up here today in your hands. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit of God, the one that need money, the one that is poor, the one that is struggling financially here, in the name of Jesus, the one that need extra money so that they can be a blessing also for someone. Father, I pray and I lift everyone in your hands in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm asking the Holy Spirit of God, pour your anointing, pour your supernatural grace and favor over their life in the name of Jesus. The one that is struggling, I ask the Holy Spirit, pour your goodness, mercy, favor upon their life in the name of Jesus. And let your anointing flow over their life. I thank you, Lord. The month of February is our supernatural financial month. Month of March is our month of supernatural elevation. Every financial lack in anybody's life, I release him or her into his financial blessing. Receive your financial blessing. Receive your financial blessing. Receive your financial blessing. Receive your financial blessing. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Receive your financial blessing. Receive your financial blessing in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, may the financial blessing of the Almighty God go with you and allow you to go forth. You who have given all the money you have given for your church, for your pastor, for your family, for your neighbors, and you have not seen financial result, today I seal you in the financial blessings of the Lord. May the Lord go with you and be with you. May the Lord lead you until we meet again. Happy month of March. God bless you, and thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. I love you. God bless you. Bye now.